Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, on our Saturday morning podcast and update. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your morning. We're live here in Hampton, actually in Newport News, Virginia, the Klein Golf Resort for the Hampton University Celebrity Fundraising Golf Classic here. And, of course, one of our legendary players from the Miami Dolphins, a former head coach and now assistant athletic director here at Hampton University, Don Rose, is hosting this particular gala, and we are live, of course. Wally is here in Richmond, Virginia, and Bobby Zorro Hunter is coming in, of course. And we got a lot of cats out here. Saw Bobby Dandridge here and a few of the other football celebrities who have played in the NFL with Don is here. And, of course, we got a lot of officials from the Hampton University and a lot of their alumni. Just ran across a couple of guys, of course, as very familiar with a young man that we know, of course, one of the great, AAU facilitators with a major facility named after Boo Williams. And there's a few people here that it's going to be very interesting. But, you know, on top of that, we'll see if we get some people out here to come by. But, you know, we got to give a wrap-up. Of course, you know, our forte right now, Legends of Sports, and everybody's involved with the NBA playoffs, and, of course, it looks like the Warriors are taking off to a stellar start, making a point very, very close early in the playoff championship. And it looks like these guys are really a phenomenal modern-day NBA team. They really, I think, probably epitomizes the new NBA and what they're doing. And right now, before we get started, give a shout-out to our military personnel around the world. We always want to start off with that. Thank you so much for keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A, along with our allies and American Forces Network. Of course, we're so happy to still be a part of those over these years and supporting our military personnel and being a voice of the legends, the number one sports talk for legends on radio. Of course, and Seabreeze, the leader in transitional housing and healthcare, Wounded Warriors and more. Of course, the CEO, Clarence Baker, our longtime supporter, and his son, C.B. Baker, who's a part of our football analogy team. It's C.B.'s young son's birthday today. So they're down in, Franklin or Portsmouth, Virginia, celebrating that particular thing. And, of course, and we got to give a shout-out to the Nissan guys, those young Nissan dealerships there in Virginia, Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan of Chesapeake. Thank you so much for supporting Sports Inside and Out. SwappingKeys.com. If you're up in that area, please get on down and tell you the legend sent you. Let's get started right now. Wally's is coming in live, of course. And Wally, how you doing? And Bobby in Florida, I believe. What's going on, guys?
Going good, Coach. How you feel today? It's a wonderful day.
Just overcast, and I feel the humidity out here. But yeah, outside of that, it's a great day. Yeah, it's a great day, man.
Guys, you know, this day is slightly off because of the passing of Muhammad Ali.
Oh no! I know that. Mm.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they just said it. They're talking about it now. My God.
Yeah.
One of the great defeats, man. Mm.
Wow. That's deep. Oh, my gracious.
People were up 3 o'clock in the morning calling back and forth He had a great effect on the Globetrotters, and he very often pull a bus up to the hotel and take us to his camp. And, you know, we used to hang out at Smalls. I don't know what to say. The only thing I said was Facebook was this was a man who stood up for the rights of people and was the greatest.
Yeah, yeah. He sacrificed a lot for us two fellas. Believe me, those years that he didn't go into the service, he sacrificed a lot. A lot of finances and a lot of his legacy was cut short because he missed a couple years of boxing.
What he
took for was something very, very outstanding for us. I've done quite a few events with him in Virginia Beach, helping kids.
Right.
God bless. I mean, all we have to do is say our prayers.
Truly, God bless. And he showed the right of way of life that you must stand up for what you believe in no matter what. And that was the prime lesson for our culture to learn.
Yeah.
Both black and white.
No question about it. The name is recognized all over the world with affection and respect. Only name in sports. In every corner of the world, in every generation, he was truly recognized as the greatest athlete of all times in the world, and as well as a beloved and respected. And that's a key word, respected. And it was going to be sorely missed. So you know we're going to definitely be with Bone Crusher, our former heavyweight champion in the world. Of course, I know that his legends are going to be very much on top of that because they have a great celebratory down in Myrtle Beach. And if I remember correctly, Muhammad Ali's wife and son is to attend that. So we're going to reach out to see if we could be a part of this celebratory. That's what it's all about right now. Celebrating the greatest name in sports. The greatest name in sports. Muhammad Ali. Prayers and wishes go out to him and all of his family. All of his family. We definitely would stay on top of that, guys. Well, that is the news of the the news of the week. Because it's going to be a long time outside of that to be talk about anything else but this symbol of greatness, you know? No question about it. Hard to talk about anything else but that, Bobby. Wally said, we had an opportunity to work with him and bring him in to do a couple of things for us during his heyday, right? Before the Zaire fight. We were working with him, me and Wally and Bill Baggett, and had a great opportunity to be with him and his lovely wife down there, and we had him in Virginia and making some appearances and even had to come by a social area that we were involved with one of our friends and legends down in the Norfolk area. I think his name was Harry Bonner.
That's right, Harry Bonner.
Harry Bonner. So, you know, we really had some contact as do other legends and Bobby and the rest. I know it's we have a lot of memories. And can you imagine all over the world the memories and recalls that people have of the great Ali, you know?
You know, this is very important to history and to be expressed in the proper way, his legacy, so that the young students and the young African Americans can understand exactly his position in life and what he did. I first met Ali, and I can say that he was a friend of mine. I guess that's a very distinguished position and thing to be able to say. I met him on the Tennessee State campus, and he was walking with Wilma Rudolph, and they had just come back from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you could have not seen two figures walking there, you know what I mean? And I really didn't know what it really meant, you know, at that particular time, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's something you said. Those moments are very special time.
Yes, it is. Again, a continual put out of condolences to the family of the great ones. And we got a great, and speaking of some other things, and we'll get back to that, of course, and we'll brush over real quickly, and that's what it is, brushing over very quickly, what to be expected for the championship round of the NBA finals. And it looks like, guys, I guess we can get on to it real quickly. It's really a interesting situation to be able to see the depth of the Golden State Warriors and how the saving grace of this team is really their bench. We spoke to it very briefly, coming off the bench. If you can get 30 points combined off of a bench in any team, you're going to have a championship team. And even if Stephon Curry or Thomas or anybody is having a mediocre night, anytime you can grab 30 points off the bench to make up for the deficit, you got a winner. No question about it. It's not by accident. Them guys came from three down to take this thing with OKC. I don't see anything out there that's comparable of a five-man rotation that they're able to put out on the court right now. And
I think it's so important for our sisters to understand it's a team game. And I just thought that the coaching was superb and how he integrated the bench players to come in and take over when his two top players weren't performing. As a matter of fact, they're the ones that got the lead. And I think people realize that, you're getting paid a lot of money to play basketball, and when you're called on, playoffs and finals is a time to showcase who you really are.
That's
the time you have to name. You make a name for yourself then, of course, Sean and Barboza, Harrison. I mean, just the way he rotated them, putting Harrison Barnes back in and bringing Iguodala. I was impressed with one very important thing, and that is the ball moves and the players move. That's what's so beautiful to see when the game is played like that, how the basketball moves and the players move. Excellent basketball game.
Yes, it was.
You're going to have a tough time, Coach.
Oh, no question about it. I don't see this series going over five games.
I believe that, too. I really do. They just stifle them. Stifle them, man.
Yeah, I don't see it going on fire. Yeah. Bobby?
We have a great coach there with Lou, and adjustments. Cleveland has been very good in adjustments, and this is no different than the adjustments that they made for Toronto. So I see them winning the next game because there will be a different attack. Also, the Warriors will have a different attack. So this is going to be a war, and the psychological thing that comes on both teams, but it doesn't seem to last long on the Warriors. They have to do is continue doing what they do to the end of each game, and percentage-wise, it looks like they're going to win, unless a fast change comes.
Yeah, Bobby, you mentioned something on your update, on your previous update, which was an update on the NBA playoffs. Composure. Those that keep their heads will prevail. You know, and that's biblical, guys, because it speaks about that in Proverbs, and that is directly in relation to life. At large, particularly circumstances, and the sports, of course, is indicative of life because it embeds a lot of the key things for living a prosperous and good life: teamwork and respect and things of that nature, and being able to contribute and be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. But when you talk about composure, I reflect back very quickly to the interview they did with Steph Curry when they were two down, not three down. Two, I think it may have been three down. And he was just saying, we're not going to panic. We're just going to come back and do things we normally would do when we were winning. So that's a very confident attitude and very composed attitude to have it. Wherein I remember Bobby said one thing, Wally and our listeners, the only guy that can beat LeBron is LeBron. And that may come to surface to see exactly what that's all about, Bobby.
Well, psychologically, see, Cleveland didn't lose much. We didn't see a breakdown mentally on them, which is very good. The other part was Cleveland was checking the Warriors. The Warriors was not checking Cleveland.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting analysis.
Let me piggyback off that some being in championship games. And one thing that's very important about composure, but also during the pressure points of the game, you have to be able to have composure to make those decisions. And what's happening, they're making the right decisions, the right pass, the right play, the right move, because they have such a chemistry and rhythm, and that's why it looks so fluid. Cleveland's team actually was sputtering because they were standing around again. Kyrie Irving was dribble, and did they attack LeBron? Three times they stole the ball from him. And they don't give him enough credit at the end of the game that it's a team defense also. And that's what really came through. They came through that tank because they went ahead of them. I tell you, it was an exciting game to see how he rotated his substitute and how they came in and performed. A great game.
Yeah.
Wally.
Yes.
Wally, there was four clean steals. That's a difference. That's the difference.
Yeah.
The other part was the Warriors was waiting for Cleveland. They waited, and Cleveland is playing a very predictable game.
Right.
My grandmother knows where the pass is going and where it's coming from.
Dribble pass
is not going to get it.
Yeah, that's why the adaptability will definitely be key on Lou, because when Cleveland brought the ball down, you're absolutely right, Bobby. They went to the spots where Love was going to be.
Yeah.
They went to the spots, exactly. They was at the spots where Love was going to be. And Livingston did a great job on the bench coming in relation to alternating on LeBron, guys. And, you know, it's very interesting. I was very impressed the way Curry was utilizing the key elements. He was not worried that much about Irving because he knew he was going to get his thing off. What they did was bother Love, because when the big three is scoring 20 or more points, those guys are dangerous. When you take one of those three out of the contest and minimize that impact that they have, then you have a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
I'll give you a number. Seven uncontested layups missed.
Yes, seven, true. That is right.
And you know what?
That's where you move.
And you say seven uncontested layups, that is 14 points.
You got it, brother.
Am I right?
I would add eight because LeBron missed two in a row. And for him to miss a layup down that low, that's almost like uncontested.
Hey, Bobby, that is the game.
Turnover.
You don't leave home with nothing. Either you make it two, or either you get fouled and you hit a foul shot, or either you get fouled and make the shot. But you don't leave home with nothing in those particular areas.
Yeah.
I like to see the chess match Sunday. The opportunity to see how Tyronn Lue really adjusts his game plan and how they'll play, because they have the talent to defend. They have talent to score. JR didn't do anything. Channing tried to do anything. They didn't have contributions from their bench. So I hope the adjustments, because I really like to see it go to seven, because then you really see the strategies. It's like a chess game. Each game you prepare yourself these strategies to see where they could combat the chemistry of the Golden State Warriors, because they did enough on Curry and Thompson. But again, the game is played with all the team players, 10 men.
Right.
Now, they go 10 deep.
They go 10. They go 10.
Yeah, that's two teams. They come out there, and it's outstanding. Outstanding team.
Slightly suspicious. The Cleveland was the favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
You think they were the favorite? I don't know. I thought Golden State was on such a roll
at
after
home.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
after that three comeback.
At home.
At
those
home
guys
too,
on a roll, man. They on a roll.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. At home. Yeah. Yeah. I would venture to say if anything comes in for a split, they may, if the adjustment is made and the intensity and the energy is still resident of the leadership of Lou and what LeBron can bring to the table, they may come back. If they split, then I would say, okay. But if they lose on Tuesday, stick a fork in it.
Yeah, well.
It's hard to beat the type of passing that the Warriors are doing and their ball movement. And then you got two guys that didn't get to play off the bench for the Warriors. And they're coming off the bench. They're coming off the bench as superstars. I'm taking over this game. I mean, gosh. The South American connection, they're going wild.
I thought that's why they beat the Thunder. They had, Reggie Miller said something very interesting. During those games, the Thunder ball players were at each other on the court. And he made a very good point about you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't holler and always point fingers. And they just didn't have it. Two guys trying to, I think Iguodala did a tremendous defensive job on Durant. And of course, Thompson did a great job on Westbrook. So here they're two scores, and they had to stand around. I didn't like the adjustments that Donovan had for Thunder, so that's why I knew they were going to lose. I just felt that they had a rhythm going. 3-1 is tough, man. I've experienced it. We had Boston Celtics down 3-1 in 1969, and Billy Cunningham broke his wrist, and we just lost it. We lost three games in a row, man. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible defeat when you experience something like that.
Yeah.
Another tragedy was happening then, Martin Luther King. We played a game that we voted not to play, but for powers that be, we actually had to play that game when Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Right.
So that's something I hold dearly that I didn't stand up and say I didn't want to play. But, you know, the majority rules. There's no way you could play after a man like of that stature to die, and Chip Walker and I voted not to play. But, you know, you're outvoted.
Wally, I always praise Metal Ark because he came back from Chicago and said, "We're not playing today."
Oh, he
and
said that Metal Ark?
That was a very proud moment for me for Metal Ark, and I never, ever forgot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, important parts of your life. But, again, fellas, it's going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to this afternoon. I hope that Cleveland does adjust and win. I hope they get a victory, really, so they can make
it must be. It's good for the NBA. I'm going to tell you point blank. It will not be a apex season if Cleveland doesn't show up. Now, you know, it would be almost like the season was just a follow-through from last year. You know, and all of the excitement and the assets that were shown from the different teams that did show up, it almost like it would be overshadowed by a final that is not left up to their expectations of what it should be. You know, and that's for people who love the game and not just people who watch the game. You know, so it's,
yeah,
it's, yeah, you know.
LeBron last year did better without the large team,
without the big three,
he has this year.
He did. He took it on himself. Matter of fact, I think they split it in Golden State, and they took that thing. I mean, it was a great season. It was great, and you know the only thing that they could fall back on is say, what if we had?
Yeah, if you had the big three, he did it without them.
Well,
I'm gonna jump.
That second game could have very easily went to Cleveland.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the universe has spoke, and that's a real tough one. The universe said that this season and this championship should go to the Warriors because they broke every record that is possible to break. And the story is a storybook ending where the Warriors win. I mean, Cleveland has everything against them.
Well, I'll piggyback off that. Look at the storybook ending with Kobe. And this morning, Glenda was telling me Serena is playing for a 22nd major. She's in the French final. So I want our women to realize we don't forget the gender. You know, we know women are doing something fantastic. This woman is playing some of the greatest tennis ever. I'm watching it right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
French final, 22nd, she'll tie Steffi Graf for 22 major tournaments.
Right.
So we always like to put that in for our listeners and our women to listen. Glenda said, please don't forget the women.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the little girls got big girls to look up to now.
We're going to
have Lynette Woodard on next week. So that'll be really great.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Lynette Woodard? That's fantastic.
Please
let me know that day,
again,
Bobby, because I'd really like to be on.
I'm going to confirm it with her on Monday night.
We're going to zero in on that. But that would be a primo. That's a primo. You're talking about.
Yeah, I've only women playing against men. I've only seen four really tough women go at it, and one was a white chocolate, Nancy Lieber. She really went at it. And Lynette Woodard, of course, and the young lady that tried out for the Pacers.
Ann Myers.
She played tough.
Yeah, she was serious.
And the other one was Miss Miller. Oh, God.
She
wanted to bring the knees. She did the Elgin Baylor when she was out in L.A.
To reflect back on the old hardcore, the real hardcore of our women professional basketball, I got to give kudos to Susan Summers. She was a hardcore.
EDL.
She was hardcore.
WBL and EDL. That's right.
That's absolutely one of the legends in the women's basketball league, the precursor to the WNBA and the CBL and a little bit of that European thing. Well, guys, all over anyway right now. But listen, we want our listeners to know that we're live here in Hampton, Virginia, for the Hampton University Celebrity Golf Fundraiser here at Klein Creek Golf Course. Very nice golf course. We remember here a while because we had Too Tall and Billy Joe Dupree and Ricky Sanders here at one of our projects a long time ago. So, we have some great members, and it's broadened out. And, of course, Don Rose has done a great job here. Our contributor to our football legends and Sports Inside and Out. But we got to get out of here right now. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition. And, again, condolences and happy celebratory to the Muhammad Ali name of the greatest athlete in sports. Muhammad Ali, our condolences back to the family.
Guys,
and
I'm
celebratory.
On my way to Hope Day in Long Island.
All right.
Long
and we'll reach out. We'll reach out to our former heavyweight champions, as well as Don Elborn, who worked with Muhammad Ali when he was with Don King. So we're going to look out. And, again, condolences to the family of Muhammad Ali. Died last night. And we We give all our praises and glory to him as well. This is Coach Ashton, the host of Sports Inside and Out with Wally Jones and Bobby Hunter. Always remember, when legends speak,
everybody.
Okay, guys.
Great
show, man.
Have a good day, fellas.
All right,
excellent show. Thanks for your contribution, Ms. Schofield.
Yeah, we...